The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots of schools, actually, speaking of them, are going to have run events over the week, and I'm sure they will do next week as well, to mark Space Week. So Explorium, for example, up in Sandyford, which is an amazing, amazing facility for those of you who haven't been there yet. They've got a whole range of events as well happening Friday, Saturday, today, Saturday and Sunday. And if you just go to their website, explorium.ie, you'll find out all about it. So a particularly good time to go up there, but it's always a great time to visit Explorium. Like I say, gives me great, great pleasure to mark Space Week by welcoming Daniel Tanney to the show. He is a former astronaut. He has spent over 100 days in space. He has, when I say in space, I mean he's literally been in space outside the capsule, space walking, would you believe it? Daniel, you're very welcome to the show and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. What's it like, space walking?
Kieran, first of all, it's great to be with you. Space walking is... You know, it's so difficult and so dangerous, but so incredibly rewarding. You know, you get in the spacesuit, and then once you click on the helmet and your gloves, basically you're a satellite. You know, you are your own satellite for the next 8 hours or so, and then you get out of the space station or the space shuttle, wherever you know your home is, and you maneuver around, you know, the outside of the space station, in my case, with your hands. We call it spacewalking, but you really use your hands. You know, you're out there to do a job. So you're bolting together something on the space station or you're fixing something. But when you look around, you are surrounded by, if you look up, the darkness and the beauty of deep space. And if you look down, you know, you look at your feet and then 400 kilometers below your feet, you know, oh, there goes the boot of Italy, or there goes Baja California, or there goes Ireland. I got to see Ireland on a spacewalk, and it's just quite amazing. But, you know, you're out there to do a job. You're mostly worried about getting your job done. But it's in an unbelievable situation.
Does it at times, I mean, can it get a bit frightening? The prospect of kind of anything going wrong and you being possibly the most isolated human being alive.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things about space flight that can be kind of dangerous and frightening. And, you know, one of the things we do as astronauts is we train a lot. We train a ton of, you know, hours. And we also try to consider everything that can go wrong. We practice things that can go wrong. So during spacewalk practice, we do it in a huge swimming pool. You know, they'll say, okay, your CO2 is high, you know, pretend like you've got a CO2 message, or your oxygen is low, or your pressure is dropping. And so there are things that, procedures that we follow to address sort of almost everything we can think of that can go wrong. So we don't feel overconfident, but we do feel confident that we can address most of the things we think about. But we also know that, you know, there's some dangerous situations that we haven't thought about. And those have hit some of our colleagues and friends. And so, you know, we're always aware of that. But again, once, you know, like anything in spaceflight, we're there to do a job. We want to do the job really well. And so that's really at the forefront. But of course, we understand that we're in a very dangerous situation. So we want to make sure that we're being as safe as we can.
And what is the job then, in the broadest possible sense? You know, if you're going around to businesses, to corporations, or indeed to schools,
sure,
be they kind of primary schools or secondary schools, high schools, as you might describe them, and a kid puts up their hand, they say, why are we spending all this money? What do we get out of this? What's the answer?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. So, you know, I believe human beings are just made to explore. I just feel like it's part of us, and we want to know what's over the next hill, you know, what's across the river there. And for us, it's, you know, what's it like, not on Earth, living someplace else on Earth. And because not only is it interesting, but we can learn things there that might tell us bigger things, like how did the solar system originate and how did the universe originate? And so we, right now in the space program, you know, we are in the infancy of figuring out how to even ask those questions. And so the space station, which has been up for the past 24 years now, its primary goal is to do science to help help us structure how to answer those questions. So we want to learn what it's like to live in space for a long time, months and months, maybe even we've been, several people have been up for a year and maybe longer, because if we're going to go to Mars, that's going to be a really long trip. That's going to be years. And so we want to understand how the human body reacts, how machines react, how to deal with stuff like families at home when you're gone for a long time. We're trying to build the structure to go to farther and farther places. And so that's what the space station it does. It answers some questions both on Earth. How can we make things and understand things to help our lives on Earth? And also, how can we understand going further and further out into space so that we don't, you know, so we understand what human beings do when they're gone for a long time. So that's the goal. The goal is space exploration and using the benefit of weightlessness to help us here on Earth. And we do research on osteoporosis. We do research on crystal growth to make bigger and bigger and better, integrated circuit chips. We can use the weightlessness as a great environment to grow genes and to grow specific molecules because you don't have gravity as a big force. So we are trying to help life on Earth, and we're trying to understand how to explore space better.
How does it feel then for you to have played a part in that? And I know I started by asking, what's it feel to be like to be in space? But I mean more the journey, as it were, the training, kind of going through all of the processes. No, as you describe it, we're in its infancy. So I guess you're kind of the pioneers, as it were.
I'm so privileged to have my career as an astronaut be where it was, right at the beginning of the space station. And so because of that, I got to do what I love to do, which is build things. You know, sort of my career was really at the crux of building the space station. So my mission was to go up and bring a new module and do some spacewalks and hook it up. And, you know, I love that stuff. I'm an engineer. I love putting stuff together and fixing it when it's wrong. And so I feel really privileged to be, have my career where it landed, you know, because I got to do stuff that I was really interested in, and really, you know, I felt my skill set was there. And also, you're right, put the building blocks. I got to sort of form the building blocks of basically this incredible laboratory we have on which is the International Space Station, and to play a part in learning what it takes to live long duration in space. So, you know, you're absolutely right. I feel very privileged that my career ended up exactly where it did.
And are we at the point where you could say we will see somebody set foot on Mars in our lifetime, do you imagine?
Yeah, you know, Mars is so hard. So I certainly hope so. And I certainly think there are listeners out there that will witness human beings on the surface of Mars. I'm not sure. Well, you know, I can hope it's in my lifetime. So, yeah, you know, we have to answer some really, really hard questions and solve some really, really hard problems to get to Mars. But I guess it's not inconceivable that we could see that in 20 or 30 years. So I still have my fingers crossed.
And is the challenge getting there or getting back?
Well, that's part of the challenge. Part of the challenge is the technology of creating a rocket that will get you there and get you back. But there are other problems like radiation, like being away from the Earth for so long and not being protected by Earth's magnetic field. And so now you're bombarded with radiation for a long time. So that's a problem. And then there are problems like there's no quick way to come back. So now we have to figure out policies about, you know, let's say you ship 20 people to Mars, and then somebody has a severe health problem, might even pass away. Well, you just can't come back. So we have to think about what do we do in that case?
Yeah.
So there's policy questions. There's psychological
questions. Or someone commits a crime, Daniel.
What are the laws? Who governs? Who governs what happens?
It's the Wild West. You got to send up a sheriff or something, you know?
That's right. Yeah, right. So yes, there are technological problems about the machine and getting people to Mars and back. But there are psychological issues. There are policy issues. There's all sorts of problems, you know, as I said, medical issues. And so there are some significant problems that we will have to address before we send people to Mars. They are not unsolvable. It just takes, you know, people dedicated to figuring them out and then and putting a plan together. And also, it's a financial problem. I mean, it is going to be really expensive to go to Mars. Who pays for that? So I'm hoping that this is a global endeavor so that every country in the world can chip in their smart people and their resources and everything they've got so that we as a planet can travel to other planets.
Tell me, you've got a Cork connection, I understand. Is that right?
I do, yeah. I met my wife down in Cork. Her whole family is there, so we visit a couple times a year. I consider myself a very proud Corkonian or a Corkonian in law.
Okay, at Cork City or outside in the county somewhere?
So her family right now is centered in Kinsale, but she grew up right near the town in Douglas, so right near Cork City. So basically the Cork City area.
Oh yeah, do you ever go to KC's, the Chipper in Douglas?
I have been. Oh, yeah. Now you got me thinking about KC's. Yeah. Absolutely.
What a great chipper. Sorry, there's a famous chipper in Cork, Lennox's, that's closing this week. But, you know, I studied down in Cork, and while we love Lennox's, KC's was a real treat out in Douglas.
One of the first places my wife took me when we were dating.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. Daniel, listen, thank you so much for speaking to us.
I appreciate it, Kieran. Good to talk to you. And I'm really looking forward to coming to Ireland next week and talking at the Explorium, meeting as many students and public as I can. And I can't wait to see the Explorium. You know, I got invited to go speak there and I've been looking at it on the web. It looks really, really cool. So I can't wait to go and check it out myself and have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I was only up there. My kids are 10 and 8 and we were up there about a month ago and they had a ball. We only scratched the surface. There's so much to do. It's great. Here.
All right, great. Maybe I'll see him the next week.
Yeah. Listen, Daniel, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Kieran. Take care.
Daniel Tanney there, the former astronaut. I mentioned the spacewalks. I think he did the 100th spacewalk for NASA. So listen, like he said, just that he's going to be at the Explorium next week. So they've got things happening, like I say, all this weekend, but right through next week as well, Monday through Thursday, the 7th until the 10th. info@explorium.ie is the email address, or just go to the website explorium.ie and you'll find out more and more information about what is happening. And listen, if there's any opportunity to go and listen to Daniel and talk to him, like I say, I'm sure you would love it. And if you've got kids, they will absolutely adore it. So explorium.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.